RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So we had talked about Dan Campbell's comments regarding Kelvin Shepard and the defensive coordinator of the Lions and the job he thinks he's done. And I don't know if Shep's going to be the defensive coordinator of his team moving forward. I wouldn't bet against it. I think he probably will be. He's survived the season, and I think it's understandable that things have changed dramatically with the defense because of some injuries there. But at the same time, Aiden Hutchinson has a career high in quarterback sacks. LKD Muhammad had 11 sacks going in. It has 11 sacks going into the last game of the season. I think that's kind of startling to see that. The linebacking core has been very solid. Jack Campbell takes another step forward as a player. There are some things to like with the defense, but overall, obviously, the last five games or so, it's not been very good in terms of how many yards they've given up and points they've given up. But again, I think that's a direct correlation to what's happened with the decimation of the secondary. That being said, also mentioned that, you know, that Mike Valenti had brought up yesterday on his show about the possibility of going after Brian Flores from the Minnesota Vikings. He's their defensive coordinator because he's a free agent after this year. He's not signed to a contract. Interesting. Kevin Seifert of ESPN tweeted this out about an hour ago. It said, Brian Flores is deflecting questions about his pending contract expiration, saying the team and his agent will handle that. Now, this is interesting because this is with a coach, right? So when a player does something like this, Kang, when a player says, hey, I'm out of this, I'm just leaving that up to the team and my agent, they're going to handle that, what do we automatically assume?
That they want more money, right?
Yeah, or that he's gone.
Yeah, like just the highest bidder.
Right. This is the first time in a long time, I guess, the first time I can remember seeing it with a coach that's saying this, that's about to be hit the free agent market. And obviously, I think he would be highly sought after from teams. Teams that may have well-established defensive coordinators might look at that and go, oh, well, I like Brian Flores. We'll make a bid on him. But I guess this is when I see that, I automatically think that this guy is he could be a gun for hire. And do I think the Lions should consider that? Absolutely, I think they should consider that. And I wonder just how serious things will get. I mean, obviously Minnesota is not a playoff team. It's a team to beat the Lions twice. You just heard Jared Goff talking about it, what he does that makes it difficult to game plan against, what he does that just kind of throws wrinkles at you, different schemes at you, different attacks, and very good. I liked him as a head coach when he was with the Dolphins, and obviously that situation did not work out well. There was a big old dispute with he and the higher-ups in that organization. I believe a lawsuit was involved. And I thought Brian Flores, wherever he landed, was going to be really good for somebody. And it's been with the Vikings. It's been really good for the Vikings. Their defense is an attacking-type defense. Harrison Smith has been just a pain for his entire career. It looked like his career's had a second act, even though it's always been with Minnesota. It looked like he was going to be done and has come back and the last couple of years, he's been great again. The idea of his availability is very, very intriguing to me. I'd love for the Lions to inquire about that and see if he is a possibility. But of course, this would be a next week conversation. Once the season's done, he's got a game to plan against when he's taking on the Vikings are taking on the Packers, and of course the Lions are at the Chicago Bears. But just interesting nonetheless, when you kind of look at it. I wonder how many other coaches are in the same boat.
Yeah, but here's the thing with Brian Flores: if he's that hot of a commodity,
yeah.
Wouldn't he be? He's going to get some head coaching interviews.
Then. I don't know. Some guys are just destined to be
no, but he's going to want them. He's not going to. I guarantee he wants to be a head coach again. And I'm not saying he's going to get another job, but I think he's going to be in that cycle where he gets interviewed.
He might. But because how things ended in Miami, I'm not sure. Mike Valenti joins us in studio.
I heard the sirens call here.
Yeah,
you mentioned Flores.
Yeah, why? I heard you talking about this yesterday. I thought it was really interesting.
Just something.
It's a guy that I've really liked. I liked him back in Miami, and I thought the way things split up there. You know,
yeah, a lawsuit is never good.
No, it's not good. And Kang just brought up that maybe he gets head coaching offers in the offseason. I'm not sure if teams are going to take that leap.
Well, because you're actively, here's the thing. It's like legally you can't retaliate against somebody who's suing you. But yet it makes it very difficult to hire a coach who is, in fact, suing the league and several of the teams. Like if the Giants wanted him, how awkward is that? He's suing the Giants.
That's awkward.
That's a tough dinner conversation. And I'm not like, you know, what's funny too. It's like, Scott, I probably said it 50 times yesterday. I'm not married to any of these ideas. Yesterday was like, here are ideas. You do what you want. And it's like, no,
that's the only one that I had heard, by the way.
No, it's okay. It's just whether it's Flores or not, I want established coordinators to kind of allow Dan to be the CEO again. And look, if they like Shepard, great. You do what you want. Offensively, they need someone.
Well, obviously they have an opening.
I'd like to see a different scheme defensively for me.
I'd like to see guys stay healthy.
Well, that would be nice too. Well, hey, stop signing injured people, Brad.
That's one way to look at it.
It's part of it.
But guys you drafted have gotten hurt now, and that's really devastating.
It is.
What's coming up on the program this afternoon?
We're gonna parse some audio from the morning show's interview. And I thought Dan Campbell's impassioned Jared Goff speech was quite something. So I want to lay out what that looks like, engage what the people want, because we are the voice of the people. You may like Goff, but boy, your ball coach loves him. We're going to talk about it.
This is true. He does love him. And I will tell you, this is also true. People have strong opinions on that.
Just a couple.
Yeah. Even though I think it's clear that Jared Goff's not going anywhere for the next 2 years, and certainly based on what the head coach has.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.